Hey, it's Dave Meltzer here with one of my closest friends of Super Bowl. That's for sure. We get to reunite every single
Absolutely.
Super Bowl. Not the same when the Eagles aren't in it, though.
That's okay. It's okay. We're still here.
Hey, you know, I mentioned to Jameis Winston, I said, to me, there's a few atrocities in the universe. One is women don't get capitalized for their businesses. Like, less than 2% of women get money to do businesses. But the fact you're not in the Hall of Fame, you know, Warren Moon, my business partner, only black quarterback in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
He definitely deserves to be in there. There comes a time with social advancement that we have to push some priority onto things.
Correct.
It's probably hard because you can't really talk for yourself. So I wanted to take a moment just to shout out and say, if anybody's out there, if you think it's an atrocity that Bill Belichick didn't make it, you know, trust me, this man's been there a long time.
Right.
You know, what can we do to help elevate the awareness of your performances and your contributions to the game?
I think a lot of times we got to get past the fact that we try to add how many Super Bowls somebody's won or how many times they've been all pro. You got to look at actually from the eye test of how they changed the game and what they really did for an organization over a decade and the success that they've had. And the success rate for quarterbacks when it comes to winning is the most important. And, you know, we talk numbers and we put touchdowns and interceptions to every quarterback. But then for certain guys, we have a different type of criteria. And I think for me, hopefully it will happen. You know, we'll see if it does.
I've gathered as much support as I can.
Hey, man, keep it going. Keep it going. Because it opens up doors for other guys who have had stellar careers. And yes, if I would have won the Super Bowl, maybe things would have been different. But to make it to a Super Bowl, make it to 5 NFC championships, you know, Pro Bowls, whatever it may be, and the success that we've had, that stands strong as well.
And I think, too, a lot of people forget fast. Mm-hmm. They forget that Warren Moon had to play in Canada for 6 years.
Correct.
Right? They forget that it's still, when you started playing, was more difficult for black men
Absolutely.
To play quarterback.
And right.
that actually contributes mm-hmm. to, you know, your success, in my opinion.
Correct.
You were able to overcome more than most people were able to overcome. But Warren always told me if he didn't go to Canada that he didn't think he'd be a Hall of Fame quarterback. He felt that that challenge created the muscle, the development of him throwing 10,000 passes a day,
cutting
his fingernails perfectly. Was there something that pushed you accordingly the same way to want to be the best?
Well, you know what? Watching guys like Randall, watching guys like Warren, you know, hearing so much about guys like Vince Evans and Marlon Bristow, and then watching Doug in the Super Bowl, James Harris. My dad would always tell me about James Harris and Doug back in the day, and then I would get a chance to watch him play in the Super Bowl. That right there gave me that dream and gave me that understanding that I can do this as well. And so, you know, the challenge was also harder when I came out because it was about the acceptance and it was about the respect value. And no matter what we did, it was never credit to us. It was always credit for everybody else. And as soon as things go wrong, it was, oh, well, he didn't do it and he didn't. It's like, well, wait a minute. Now we're all in this thing together, make it even. But again, what I tried to do was I tried to continue to keep that pathway open and the lights on so people can continue to carry the torch like this young generation that we're seeing. You know, when the torch was passed to me, I didn't pass it to the rest of the guys behind me, the Michael Vicks and and the David Garrards and Byron Lethbridge and those particular guys. And a lot of people probably hearing this probably wouldn't even know who Byron and David are. But right now, Byron should be a head coach or possibly a coordinator in the NFL.
For sure.
And so the list goes on about where we are right now in today's game. And I think people are starting to understand it more with the Jalen Hurts and with the Josh Allens now, where it's not so much, oh, well, he's just a running quarterback. It's like, no, he has the ability to run but can play from the pocket. And so that's the exciting part of where the game is.
And you have to have a team around you. And a lot of guys Correct. In history, they went through today with these two new quarterbacks. How many people have been to one Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
never got back? Dan Marino and many others, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a team sport. I was a below-average college football player, and I miss the team.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I also learned to love what I don't like or love about what I love. And
Correct.
That lesson was extremely powerful and still is in my success. For you, was there a lesson just by playing football that you feel really, whether you were the superstar that you were, if you were underachieving, I mean, so I was overachieving, but I was just below average,
mm-hmm.
A below average player. Was there a lesson that you feel really can help people from playing? I know with football, my son plays, and I just want him to learn what I learned. Is there a lesson if your son plays football that you want him to take into life?
Yeah, absolutely. And the comparison really from life to football really is all about, it's never as low as you think and it's never as high.
Yeah.
And the thing that you have to understand is not everybody's going to like you, not everybody's going to be there to support you. People are going to smile in your face, but stab you in your back. But if you continue to stay on your path and journey and you write your goals down each and every year, and then when you kind of achieve those goals, you cross them out. Once you achieve all five or six of those goals, I always go with the number five. And when you do, reset and write five more. And so now you keep yourself on that path and you stay hungry and determined to be able to accomplish those things. And you feel now you're getting better and better and understanding a little bit more of yourself.
You know, the playbook to success, we've done 2,600 or so episodes. You've been on it several different times. Give me one last playbook to success, one last goal, something that these entrepreneurs can take with them, mindset, heart set, or handset wise.
If you believe it, you can achieve it.
I'm the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute, so he nailed it with Napoleon Hill's favorite quote. He is a Napoleon Hill hero, an NFL hero, and Dave Meltzer hero. This is Entrepreneurs, the Playbook. That's Donovan McNabb. I'm Dave Meltzer. Thanks for joining us on Radio Row.